Okay, so this girl clearly has diabetic ketoacidosis, type 1 diabetes, and we can see that she has an elevated serum glucose. Normal glucose fasting should be under 100 milligrams per deciliter. 100 to 125 is impaired fasting glucose. Greater than 126 milligrams per deciliter on two occasions fasting is diabetes mellitus, or any one random glucose check greater than 200. Now, of course, this is not an outpatient assessment. We have acute DKA, but the point is a glucose of 420, very fucking elevated, okay? And then in combination with the arterial pH, normal pH should be 7.35 to 7.45. So we have a metabolic acidosis here, DKA. So our starting point is just saying, okay, well, bicarbonate is decreased. That's not hard so far. Then we ask, okay, well, how will CO2 compensate? We are going to be blowing off the CO2. CO2 is acidic, so our CO2 will be a down arrow. Okay, so down arrow for bicarb, down arrow for CO2. This would be a metabolic acidosis with respiratory compensation. So normal CO2 is going to be 33 to 44 millimeters of mercury. So our CO2 would be under 33 here, and our bicarb normally 22 to 28 milliequivalents per liter. So our bicarb would be under 22. Actually, in this case, especially with an arterial pH 7.17, I wouldn't be surprised if the bicarb were under 10. Some USMLE questions, you'll get a bicarb that's absurdly low, sometimes 6 or 8 milliequivalents per liter, if they ask you quantitatively. But of course, I'm just asking qualitatively with the arrows here. Now, the anion gap, this can fuck some people up, but once again, not challenging. It's an easy question. It's going to be an increased anion gap, and that's because DKA is the D in mud piles, the mnemonic for high anion gap metabolic acidoses. So our mud piles is M, methanol, U, uremia, which is renal failure, D, DKA. P is fenformin, some obscure drug you don't need to know, but it just completes the mnemonic. I is iron toxicity slash isoniazid for tuberculosis. L, lactic acidosis. E, ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze. And S, salicylates, which refers to aspirin. So if you have toxicity, anything that's in mud piles, you have a high anion gap, which is 13 or greater. Anion gap is calculated by adding your bicarbonate and your chloride, taking that number, and then subtracting it from the sodium. So if our anion gap, once again, is 13 or greater, that's a high anion gap, and it will be one of the mud piles. Some USMLE questions, you'll be reading the vignette and you're like, no idea what the diagnosis is, but you can calculate the anion gap and you can see that, let's say, maybe it would be between 8 and 12, which is normal. And you'd say, okay, well, I'm going to eliminate the answers here that are mud piles because we would have to have a high anion gap. So that's pretty much it for this question. Not complicated, but it's high yield, okay? I can't leave out questions that are ultra high yield just because they might be a bit easier. But nevertheless, in summary, we have a decreased bicarb because it's a metabolic acidosis. We have a decreased CO2 because we're blowing it off to compensate. So we have a metabolic acidosis with respiratory compensation. And then we have a high anion gap because we have a mud piles diagnosis. And of course, this is DKA. That's it.